Harper Audio presents Kissinger, the Negotiator, Lessons from Dealmaking at the Highest Level by James K. Sabanias, R. Nicholas Burns, and Robert H. Mnuchin, and a foreword by Henry A. Kissinger, read by Fred Sanders. Foreword by Henry A. Kissinger. Among the tools of statecraft, strategic negotiation occupies a prime position. Over my career, I have conducted many negotiations and made numerous observations on this vital subject. I have not, however, methodically reviewed the many negotiations in which I was involved to determine the most effective strategies and tactics to address different challenges at the table. To my knowledge, none of the many books written about my foreign policy record as Secretary of State and National Security Advisor seriously analyzes this central topic. This book, therefore, is unique. It is the first to deeply delve into my philosophy and method of negotiation. James K. Sabanias, as lead author, along with his Harvard colleagues R. Nicholas Burns and Robert H. Mnuchin, has produced a superb and practical analysis of how to forge worthwhile agreements in complex situations. This book was not my idea. Until a few years ago, I did not know Jim or Bob, and while I knew Nick well, his years of government service began after my time as Secretary of State. I have no institutional connections with any of the authors. This effort originated when the three professors invited me to Harvard in 2014 as part of their ambitious project to interview all former American secretaries of state about their toughest negotiations. Thus far, they have conducted in-depth interviews with 7 men and women who have occupied that office. They plan to draw on these extraordinary discussions to write a major book on the American diplomatic experience over the last 40 years, to serve as the basis for a 3-part public television series. This book, however, explores a more focused question: what analysis and action consistently lead to success or failure in complex, high-level negotiations? Beyond platitudes and well-known principles such as the importance of credibility, I expressed skepticism during our Harvard interviews about whether robust answers to this question could be extracted from the written record. I wondered aloud whether it would be possible to come up with systematic advice given the diverse contexts, distinctive personalities, and unique features of individual negotiations. Subsequent conversations with Jim, Nick, and Bob increasingly persuaded me that useful, non-obvious prescriptions could be identified. To do this, the authors have concisely recounted a number of episodes in which I was involved. They have brought the negotiating aspects to the foreground, with just enough historical and policy context to make their analysis accessible. Some of these cases are broadly familiar, such as the opening to China and the disengagement agreements between Egypt and Israel after the 1973 Arab-Israeli War. Other challenging cases, such as negotiating for black majority rule in Rhodesia in 1976 with Britain and key African states, though widely discussed at the time, have faded into relative obscurity. Yet viewing these episodes primarily through a negotiation lens yields fresh understandings. While I disagree with some of their policy judgments, especially on the Vietnam talks, the authors have done outstanding work in researching these complex negotiations and generating actionable insights from them. I am often struck by the ad hoc approach to vital negotiations taken by otherwise experienced public officials and private executives. For example, one courts failure by concentrating on process and tactics divorced from a strategic conception of one's fundamental interests and objectives. Another common error is to expend the bulk of one's energies getting the parties to the table, hoping that once they engage face to face, a deal will somehow follow. In fact, the more important challenge can be to act, often beforehand and away from the table, to shape
Sample complete. Ready to continue?